Welcome to the French Horn Experiment. I'm Nathan Lutz, and in this podcast, I will explore with you music from the many facets of this instrument, from solo repertoire to orchestral excerpts, from modern experiments to old favorites. It seems a little odd to begin a series with a holiday episode, but here I am looking at the calendar, and we're already weeks into it. Much anticipated, often dreaded, it's the holiday music season, and with Christmas just behind us, it is only fitting to embark with a selection of holiday music. That was the opening theme of Variations on Jingle Bells, a piece I've been putting together for horn quartet. Currently, the piece sports two variations, which I'll be getting to further on, but first I'd like to introduce myself properly and talk about what I'm hoping to accomplish in this series. I work in architecture, but have a background in horn playing and music composition. I play with several local community ensembles from chamber groups to orchestras, and I'm always looking for more places to play. The fact is, however, our classical music community, despite being all about performance, has a lot of difficulty attracting anyone who isn't part of the cult of instrumental music, except, funnily, around Christmas and the 4th of July, so maybe it's really perfect to start right now. In any case, it is my belief that people are drawn to things that they can take part in and which reflect the world they live in. So maybe if I talk about the human experience of playing and writing this music, it might start to mean a little more. So before I continue with my looped recording of Variations on Jingle Bells, I'd like to play an experiment, in this case, a fantasy on the tune O Come Emmanuel, which I have written to demonstrate some of the typical sound and range of the instrument. I will not be editing it to perfection, but rather playing a single run-through to give a sense of where my own strengths and weaknesses as a horn player are. I hope you enjoy Fantasy on O Come Emmanuel.
Thank you.
So yes, a fair few wobbles and breaks there, but I hope the intent showed through. As demonstrated, the horn has wide and varied range. The lowest note played here was a concert E2, and the highest note was a concert E5, three octaves above. Each octave has a unique character. The low octave has a dark, soft quality, the upper octave a clear, brilliant tone, and the middle octave a broad, comfortable character. This is more or less standard for about 99% of what a horn player will encounter, but a professional horn player, which, to be clear, I am not, might have a confident range of several steps above the top end and nearly a whole octave lower, and be able to move between these octaves quickly and cleanly. It's one aspect of my playing which I am working to improve, and hopefully over the course of this series you'll hear some improvement. But this is all technical stuff. Let's get back to the music. The two variations left from my Jingle Bells Quartet are homages to great compositions which happen to contain bits of the Jingle Bells melody. This next variation takes its style from Giuseppe Verdi's Overture to La Forza del Destino, an alternatively bombastic and delicate piece with a horn part which is okay, but nothing to write home about. One of its contrasting sections happens to have a clarinet solo which follows the Jingle Bells melody, unintentionally, I'm sure, but it's enough to merit a variation. Any horn players listening out there, let me just point out that this is not actually supposed to go that fast. Something came over me when I was setting the metronome and I went a little overboard. At a more reasonable tempo, say 60 beats per minute instead of 75, it's much more approachable if still pretty hard. A word on difficulty. There are three basic reasons something might be hard. The first is that it's written in a range you aren't comfortable with. No matter how fast, slow, or otherwise that thing is, if you aren't solid in its range, it'll be hard to make a good tone or attack with accuracy. The second is that it requires great agility and flexibility. If you're spending all your effort just getting from note to note or playing with rhythmic accuracy, expressivity is not going to work too well. Third, if a piece requires you to play continuously for a long period of time, even simple things can become taxing after a while. If you're writing music for horn, know that most players are used to encountering a challenge from one or sometimes two of these elements together, but all three at once makes for a real challenge. Sometimes, though, the part is so rewarding to play that the challenge seems irrelevant, and this is the case with the music of Gustav Mahler. His symphonies have some of the hardest, most grueling horn parts, but I always jump at the opportunity to play any of them. Fortunately, it so happens that a few notes of the Jingle Bells theme are important motivic components of the climactic bars of Mahler's Eighth Symphony, and so we set the stage for the second variation. That was the theme and two variations on Jingle Bells, but I'm definitely hoping to write at least one more variation into the group. Do you have any ideas? Let me know. This has been the first episode of the French Horn Experiment. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please leave a like and comment if there's something you'd like to hear me explore. Thanks for listening, and stay curious.